Texte numéro 92. School police officers do more harm than good. Why do politicians still push for them? The first school resource officer, SRO, came into existence in the 1950s under the guise that having a police officer in the school would improve the relationship between youth and law enforcement, a claim that helped SRO programs multiply. It's estimated that 20% of schools have an officer, yet there has not been any evidence that an officer presence improves youth relationships with law enforcement. However, we know that having armed officers in schools has not prevented school shootings. We know that youth crime has been on the decline since the 1990s, but that youth arrests are up in schools with SROs, to the tune of 3.5 times the rate of schools without officers. Despite this, lawmakers push for more school officers in the name of safety, despite researchers saying it cannot be proven. Instead, your child is more likely to be arrested for a crime that would normally not be a crime if they were an adult. Indeed, your child is more likely to develop a criminal record. Why is this happening? Well, there's an entire financial gain system in the juvenile justice system. In 2009, two judges were convicted for sentencing children to harsh sentences and were caught accepting money from private interest groups who were benefiting from the harsher sentencing of the youth. What does this have to do with school officers? Well, to have children come before a corrupt judge, they need to be arrested first. And some policymakers push for more SROs in schools every day. None of this is surprising, because we have justified the privatisation of prisons for years, despite knowing their negative consequences. We have had a continuous and unrelenting push from some states to allow an expansion to private probation, despite knowing all of the terrible and corrupt things attached to this criminal justice model. The difference here is instead of adults allegedly committing crimes, we have six-year-olds acting out in school. The last link in this exploitation chain is which schools do and do not have officers. Only 20% of schools have SROs, and not any schools. Private schools don't have SROs the way public schools do. Black and brown students are targeted the most for arrests because the officers are in their schools. The SRO system is exploitative and corrupt, similar to private prison and private probation, but it chooses children to be exploited. It should have never existed and does not clearly benefit anyone except those lining their pockets at the expense of our children's futures. School resource officers need to go, and they need to go now. Adapted from USA Today, October 2023.